Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and we're being joined by Perry Library Adult Services Librarian Mindy Farmer, as this month, actually, she'll take us through the youth programming that's going on for April. So, Mindy, thanks again for joining us.
I'm excited to be here.
I mean, you always have great energy. Let's just get into it. There's a lot going on. We'll start off with the teens, and there's a newer thing that you mentioned that you do for the adults, but now you're kind of transitioning to the teens.
Many people in our community know Kayla, who has started over the last few months working with us at the library, and she has started putting together grab-and-go kits for teens. It's so fun to watch her put them together because she's really enthusiastic. And so she has a really neat one for April that are these dragonfly whisks. So there's a limited number of them. So we invite you to come in starting on April 1st. If you're a teen, come get the kit and you can take it home and put it together at your leisure, and they're free.
Okay. Wow. That sounds exciting.
I know.
Good way to start the beginning of April. And then you have We Wonders also.
On Thursdays, we have our We Wonders. So that's for birth to 24 months. And the theme is going to be way up in the sky because there's going to be a solar eclipse. Coming, right? And so I know that Miss Laura has been planning a lot of really fun story time and activity that's all about exploring space. What I want people to do is make sure that you're just checking the times. There are a few times in the month of April, the beginning, where we won't be having a couple story times just because Miss Laura will be traveling at a conference.
Okay.
So just always make sure you're checking in at the calendar and the emails that you get. But we're hoping that you'll come and join us and really get a feel for these special story times that Laura makes that are geared toward your child's age and the development that they're at.
That's awesome. Well, thank you all for just putting that together. And, you know, you kind of hit on the solar eclipse, which we'll get to in a minute. But before that, you have a few STEM events as well.
Yeah. One of the things that we really have seen over the last few years is creating these science, technology, engineering, and math activities. And so at the library, we want to encourage that and really show that there are ways that kids can get engaged in doing all kinds of experiments and in building things, right? We are going to actually have a solar eclipse WOW Wednesday. Yeah. So it kind of goes along with that theme. Our first WOW Wednesday will be for all ages. So K through fifth grades. It'll be a solar eclipse activity and experiment on April 3rd. Now that the school schedule has changed, we want people to be aware that those Wednesday activities are going to be moved from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. So we hope that people will come to that. And then the next week, our WOW Wednesday will be for third to fifth graders.
Okay.
And it's all about a hazardous waste activity. I was really intrigued by this.
Yeah.
So Laura says, can you create a tool to clean a hazardous waste spill? So that's exciting. And then she has one last fun experiment involving fish, but she says she won't use any real or fake fish in the experiment. She wants to see if we can figure out what that means. So if you're intrigued, you should come in from 4 to 5 p.m. on April 10th and see if you can figure out what that means.
Yeah, no, I'm stumped. You said no real or fake fish?
But it's about fish. I also don't know, as you can tell.
Okay. We're all stumped here. So we'll just move on and keep thinking about that. And then also I know obviously Iowa State University also does STEM event each month as well.
They are going to do their event on April 17th, and it will be called Wonders of Nature, where you're going to learn about the environment around us and how we can create a better way of living and enjoy our environment. This is going to be the last program of the school year for ISU, and it will be on April 17th from 4 to 5 p.m.
Awesome. Okay, so make sure you mark that down in your calendar. And then you have a couple of fun April themed events. Again, you mentioned, you know, the solar eclipse. You have something though for April Fools. I don't want to spoil everything, so I'll let you just take the floor.
Okay. So there is an April Fool's scavenger hunt. Apparently, the Easter Bunny lost his baskets when he stopped at the library on his way home. So you need to come into the library, find all of his baskets, and unscramble the letters inside of those baskets to reveal why the Easter Bunny came to the library. This is for children ages 5 to 10 or younger children with the help of someone. And it will be from April 1st to April 7th during open library hours. Just come in and do this independently. And then when you find the answer, come to the desk and you can get a prize.
Man, I wish I was that young so I could participate, but it's okay, you know.
We're going to get you in the summer library program.
Okay.
And they're going to see all the cool things there are for adults.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to be here for that. And like I said, so with the solar eclipse, you're going to make some cool gear to go along with that.
Well, so they have solar eclipse glasses that you can buy. And apparently, Perry will see an 81.9% totality at 1:58 p.m. on April 8th. So we will have glasses available beginning April 1st, as long as they arrive on time. And people can come pick them up. We ask that there's no more than 5 glasses per family, so we can get as many out in the community as possible. So basically, we want people to be able to experience this phenomenon. And so come into the library and pick up your glasses. We will be giving some out already at the story times and at the WoW Wednesdays. So if your kids are participating in that, they'll already be able to get some. But anyone is invited to come in and get some solar eclipse glasses.
Cool, because you said the solar eclipse is on April 8th.
Yes.
Okay.
So anytime before that, as long as we still have some available.
Awesome. And then also in April, big news for the Taylor Swift fans. Yeah. She's putting out a brand new album, and so there's a party to coincide with that.
Yeah, so for April, Miss Laura is asking everyone, what era are you in? So, exactly, yeah. So on April 19th, you're invited to come from 4 to 5 p.m. if you're ages 6 to 11, and there'll be a Taylor Swift party with karaoke, friendship bracelets, and era bookmarks. Plus, it is National Poetry Month, and so she'll have what's called blackout poetry, where you can use that to try to make your own music lyrics. And this reminds me, this is kind of a fun thing. Sometimes we just have things you can kind of pop into the library and do, and we had this last year, and I thought it was fun, so I'm going to do it again. It's Poetry in Your Pocket Day. Actually happens in April. So throughout the month, we'll have these little mini poems and origami to make your own little envelope, and so you can give to your friends little poems. That's something that you can come into the library and that's for everyone, but kind of like another fun thing to go along with that.
Wow.
Yeah. So that just reminded me of that, and I was thinking of it. There's always kind of little things like that to do in the library, and we're hoping to kind of take things like a Swiftie party and then incorporate things like poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily, somebody might not come in if they're 10 to a poetry activity,
right?
But then it's pretty cool that you can try out something called blackout poetry at a Swiftie party.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
There's a couple events going on at the Carnegie Library, starting off with a Scottish afternoon tea.
Yes. We have found that our teas are very popular, and those are put on by the amazing Trista. And so she usually does some kind of themed tea. And these are really neat. In April, they're going to explore Scotland with traditional Scottish shortbread, scones, something called fern cakes, and then usually a kind of variety of tea that matches the theme. It's going to be held on Monday, April 22nd from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the Carnegie.
Okay.
Tickets are $15 per person, and they are limited. That just covers the cost of the tea. And so people are invited to come into either library, so the Perry Public Library or the Carnegie Library Museum, and purchase tickets.
Awesome. Okay. Make sure you mark that down. Monday, April 22nd. This looks interesting. Fashion Through the Ages exhibit. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I think that lots of people know that the Carnegie is a neat historical museum, but the staff there really work hard to create some unique exhibits that can bring people in to see something new. In April, May, and part of June, they're going to have a Fashion Through the Ages exhibit where they're going to have antique clothing displays as well as some vintage paper dolls, and people can come in and see unique things about outrageous fashions, which countries held the most fashion influence during different periods.
Okay.
So it's a fun, family-friendly, free exhibit that people can come in and see.
Well, thank you for taking us through all that, and you're a rock star, so thank you just again for everything you do.
Well, thank you for coming.
You're welcome. That is the Perry Adult Services Librarian Mindy Farmer, part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.